The financial markets are pricing in something that feels almost too good to be true, a potential breakthrough in U.S.-Iran relations that could end the Strait of Hormuz blockade. Global stocks hit record highs yesterday, with Brent crude falling below $100 a barrel as traders bet on Qatar successfully mediating between Washington and Tehran.
But the details we're seeing suggest this optimism might be premature. According to reporting from the New York Times, American and Iranian officials are providing significantly different accounts of what this emerging deal actually contains, particularly regarding Iran's nuclear program. That's not exactly the foundation for a durable agreement.
Right, and we're seeing mixed signals from the Trump administration itself. The president moved a planned cabinet retreat from Camp David back to the White House, officially citing weather concerns, but sources indicate the Iran negotiations will dominate that meeting. Meanwhile, over 90 House Republicans are actively pressuring Trump to dismantle UNRWA, and John Bolton is calling these peace talks a mistake entirely.
The geopolitical complexity here is staggering. Senator Lindsey Graham is specifically criticizing Pakistan's mediation role as problematic, which suggests there are multiple diplomatic tracks happening simultaneously. Pakistan has been positioning itself as a bridge between Iran and the West, but that's creating tension with traditional U.S. allies who worry about Islamabad's reliability as an intermediary.
From a market's perspective, the energy sector is behaving as if this deal is already done, but Piper Sandler is warning that the Strait of Hormuz could remain shut for months, even if negotiations continue. That's a much more sobering assessment. 20% of global oil passes through that choke point, and Iran has shown it can disrupt shipping almost at will.
The timing is also suspicious. This apparent diplomatic opening comes just as Russia launched what's being described as its largest missile attack of 2026, with Western leaders now eyeing Belarus more closely as a potential staging ground. It's possible Iran is feeling pressure from multiple directions, both from U.S. sanctions and from their relationship with Moscow becoming more complicated.
And there's the economic reality that Iran desperately needs sanctions relief. Their economy has been struggling under the weight of international isolation, and domestic pressure is mounting. But the question is whether they're willing to make genuine concessions on their nuclear program, or if this is tactical maneuvering to get temporary relief while maintaining their strategic capabilities.
What's particularly interesting is how this is playing out in other regions. Cuba's foreign minister is now accusing Secretary of State Rubio of lying about Cuba's energy crisis and military threats, suggesting that Latin American countries are also recalibrating their relationships based on these potential U.S.-Iran developments.
The broader implications for energy markets are enormous. If this deal actually materializes and Hormuz reopens, we could see oil prices drop significantly further, which would be deflationary globally. But if negotiations collapse, we're looking at potential supply shocks that could send prices well above current levels. Treasury Secretary Bessent is already facing limited options as Treasury yields climb, and energy price volatility makes his job much harder.
There's also the question of what this means for U.S. alliances in the region. Israel and Saudi Arabia have been operating under the assumption that maximum pressure on Iran was U.S. policy. A sudden diplomatic pivot would require them to adjust their own strategies, potentially destabilizing other regional relationships the U.S. has spent years building.